Secure, secure, secure the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard, but I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta, but before we do that, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-in list, and we have quite a few, 15 to be exact. Really good list of pre-net check-ins. Net Control would like to recognize W4FCM. That is Fred over in Traveler's Rest, bringing along with him his wife, N4IEI, Miss Isla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. If you're listening, tell Miss Isla we said hello. KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leroy. KO4NUE, that's Chad. Bring with him KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. They're over in Campobello. Good to have you with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us. And appreciate all that you're doing for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net here lately. And N4WHM, that's Bill down in Lake Hartwell. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking time to use the pre-net check-in capability. KO4HYD, that's Steve over in Landrum. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. KC4W, that's Bill. He's over in Anderson. Appreciate you using that pre-net check-in capability, Bill. KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's over in Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. AA4RM, that's Robert. He's our other Monday Night Net Controller. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. KO4RUR, that's Chris. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being here, Chris. KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan, who would normally be calling this and would normally be in Traveler's Rest, but he's in Greenville visiting his son at the hospital. And then he's got to go to work. K4OSH, that's Pat, who's over in Malden. Good to have you tonight, Pat. KAXMR, that's Melvin, over in Prosperity. Appreciate you. K4XMR. I said A. I got that wrong. Sorry about that, Melvin, if you're listening. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. K4XMR. And K1CJW. Roland, I'm getting ahead of myself this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland from Pickens. Take care, stay safe. That's a good list of pre-net check-ins, 15 to be exact. Appreciate you guys using that pre-net check-in capability. Now we're going to pause for a moment for any amateur radio operators that are brand new and may not know the protocol and may be hesitant to squeeze the mic. This is your opportunity to get checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just call W4DJW. Okay, none so far. Maybe next go around. Who knows? I know they didn't have any people show up at the test session, and that's like once in a blue moon that ever happens. Gave them time to catch up on all the stuff they needed to catch up on. Anyway, no Echolink stations logged in at the moment, so we're going to begin with the Alpha through Delta group. Station with the first letter of the suffix or call, it begins with letters A through D, and would I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rip, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be in and out tonight, Dave.
Net control. 10 Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's. Be negative and negative.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Dave. 73s to everybody.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, K. M4LH. The name here is Kurt. Charlene form, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Dave and Amy in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Amy and all on the net.
Okay, that's a really good start to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Net control locked, recognized. KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. And they are all located over in Piedmont. Rick, feel free to secure at your leisure. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening and let Lorena and Michelle know that we're thinking about them. KO4BDM, that's my neighbor Jim over here just on the other side of the school. Good to have you with tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave. He's over in Easley. Good to have you with tonight, Dave. You're sounding good as usual. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. KM4BLH, that's Kurt over in Greenville. You got a good signal into the repeater from Greenville. Kurt, appreciate you taking time to be here. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. And Gary, Amy's been making comments about your pretty little bride, Miss Joy. She loves it when you say that. And she also likes it when you recognize her, too, as well, telling me to tell her hello. So I thought I'd just pass that along. I've been listening on the crossband repeat from the other room instead of being in here. And she listens with me, so she appreciates it when you do that. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got them on the very first pass. We do have an Echolink station now. We're going to pause for a second for Echolink stations. Echolink station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hey, Control, please check in KO4BYU, James from Gray Court. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control lock to recognize KO4BYU. That's James, who is booming in here from Gray Court. James, you got that audio tuned in there very, very well. You're sounding good on the echo link. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope all's going well with you. And now we're going to bump it on up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Station with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I'll be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you.
4DJW. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candor, North Carolina. Sounds kind of thin tonight, Dave. Anyway, we're negative, but we'll be around.
DJW. Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. That's my wife, Nancy. Also check in November 4 Uniform Zulu. I'm her husband, Mike. We're down here in the suburbs of Gray Court, Dave. We'll be negative and negative, 7-3.
And Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4 Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. Thanks for calling it. Have a good evening.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control Act recognized. KO4HKX. That's Patrick up in Penrose, North Carolina. Patrick, you're sounding good, as usual. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KC4EZN. That's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, I put you down for comments, so I'm going to call you if you're going to be around. So be expecting me to give you a call on you. AF4ET, that's Nancy over in Gray Court. She's being brought to us by N4UZ, that's Mike, over in the suburbs of Gray Court, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Tell Nancy we said hello and do appreciate you guys taking the time to be with us this evening. KM4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, who's bringing with her. W2MJB, that's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. Wendy, you sounded good as usual. Tell Mark we said hello. Do appreciate you being with us tonight and appreciate all that you and Mark do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You guys take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's two good groups in a row. We're going to bump it on up to the India Through Lima group in Ham radio operators with the suffix of the call. The first letter begins with I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar.
And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. I'm saying 73s for each one of you.
W, you're doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to everyone on the net. Everybody take good care of your health. No traffic, no comment.
For DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
For DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4. JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment this evening. 73 to everybody on the net.
For DJW.
Okay, there's another good group. Next, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, who's up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, you're sounding good, as usual. Do appreciate you taking time to be here. W4IOE, that's Sid, who's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sounding good, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and everybody be sure and stop in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5 on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club net at 8 o'clock. Sid will be running that show. He runs it every single Sunday at 8. I'm sure you'll have a good time there, and I'm sure he'll appreciate it. And stick around afterwards sometimes, but not always, but sometimes they have the SoScan TV net that happens after that one. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. That's a good learning experience. Sid, do appreciate you being here. Thomas Pepper, who said hello, you guys stay safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, you sounded good as usual. Tell Donna we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. KO4JKV, that's Duncan. Duncan, you got an unusually clear signal into the repeater tonight from Asheville. Usually there's a little white noise around your signal. Not tonight. You sound really good into the repeater. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KK4JD, that's Joe, who's over in Greer. A neighbor of mine in Greer, I guess. Well, Greer's pretty big, so it could be on the other side of 85. Anyway, Joe, appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to move it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW, I'll be the first one. Good evening, Dave. Heard you back on the radio this morning checking back in early. Must have been too windy to fly. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, up here on Lake Bowen, and him, and I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. In and out, Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin, up here in Hendersonville, and also Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike. KZ4PAM, that's my wife, Pam.
Next call on the net, Dave. Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize K4OIM, that's Walt. That's our Tuesday night net control over in M in South Carolina. You sounded good tonight, Walt, as is usually the case. Yeah, I got six good flights in before the full-scale airplane started coming back and landing. Instead of charging up and waiting for them to get clear, because all of them but three were out flying, and they started coming in, and I was wore out after six flights, so I decided to go ahead and leave instead of hanging around waiting for the charger to charge batteries up. Anyway, I had a good time. It was hot out there, Walt, though. Really, really hot. There's no escaping that heat. Anyway, take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And W4MHE, that's Melvin, who's bringing with him KZ4PAM. That's Pam. They're over in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Pam we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, well, moving on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Station for the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Surprised to be Rusty in here tonight. This is N0TR. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Dave, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative. 4DJW.
And the net, please check in Whiskey Tango 4, Sierra Oscar, WT4SO, John in Johnsonville, South Carolina, about 30 miles from the coast.
4DJW. Again, Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo, KN4RDE. My wife, KN4ROP, Kilo November 4, Romeo Oscar, Papa. We're in Powdersville this evening. Be negative and negative. 7-3 to everybody.
DJW. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW Rich and Rainbow. No traffic, no round table. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
DJW. Check in Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that was a very good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That is Tom. He's in Greer, just a neighbor of mine over here on the other side of Jim. Good to have you as night, Tom. Hope you're doing well. Tell Bernice we said hey. And here we have some rare DX for 2 meters. This is WT4SO. That's John. He's in Johnsonville, South Carolina, which is only about 30 miles from the coast. John, you're coming in really good to the repeater here. This is the first time you ever checked in with me. I don't know if you've got a pair of stack beams or what it is you got going on, but you're coming in really clear to the Caesar's Head repeater at the intersection of North Carolina and South Carolina, Highway 276, just 2 miles on the south side of that intersection. Anyway, John, you're sounding good. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Hope you're doing. We're here every single night. If you want to try this again, that's a long distance for 2 meters, but you're sounding good. Well, we'll be here every single night at 9 p.m. if you decide you want to try and reach back out and touch us again. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. You're sounding good. And KN4RDE, that's Greg, who's over in Powdersville. Bring with him KN4ROP, that's Paige. Good to have you with us tonight, Greg. Tell Miss Paige we said hello. You guys take care, stay safe. And K4ROW, that's Rich over in Greenville. Rich, you're sounding good as usual. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KO4RAX. That is Jim, who's over in Dacusville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. You're sounding good. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Quebec Blue Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go ahead and bump it up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, the patient group for Saturday night. Stations with first letter, the suffix of the call, it begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hey, W. Hey, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and everyone on the net.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Chief Bravo. Good evening, Dave. Just check me in and out.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville. Negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. 73 is to all, and thanks for calling the net tonight, Dave.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy, who's down there in southern Greenville County. Sounding good, Tommy. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. KE4ZHF, that's Keith over in Columbus, North Carolina. Sounding good into the repeater tonight, Keith. Appreciate you. I think there's some 2-meter propagation going on here. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being here. And KX4YM, that's Scott. Bring it with him. KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary. And KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary. They're all over in Greenville, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Tell Miss Mary. And Miss Mary, we said hello. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. And I looked up, while I was checking in those stations, I was looking up John, who checked in from Johnsonville. He's 179 miles away, right down there, just this side of Myrtle Beach. at Merle's Inlet. Wow. I'm impressed with John. Anyway, moving right along. We'll go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in and out. KI4VLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville.
DJW. Check in QO November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative, kind of be hanging around listening.
Okay, and the control like to recognize KI4VLW, that's Randy, he's bringing with him, KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda. They are up in Asheville, North Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Randy. You sounded good. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. And KM4CHY, that's Keith, who's over in Seneca. Keith, you sounded good as well. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Scott, let's see, Scott, KX4YM, are you still listening, Scott?
Standing by.
Hey, tell your daughter, Miss Mary, that she is the winner of the KI4DOS Wednesday night door prize. And she's number 50. I checked in this evening and said she's the winner. I don't know what she gets, but she got the door prize for the KI4DOS Wednesday night door prize. QSL?
QSL.
Thank you very much, Scott. Okay, moving right along all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got everybody. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops or check-ins between rag chews. And we only have one up on the stump, and I put him on there, and so let's hope he's still there. KC4EZ and Harry, you still there? Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, KC4EZN, but kind of interesting up here. Now have a new kind of antenna. Totally unanticipated, but I call it my ground terminated dipole. When Fred came through Wednesday, had this huge oak tree in my backyard, and it was probably one of the last trees that I worried about, but it came down. Did not land on anything other than it took my antenna down, or at least ways it took the half on that side of the house down. And the other half, which is still up in the air where I put it, also took down the mast that I had it mounted on. So it's laying across the roof, and then it dips down, and the part that's under the tree is touching the ground, and the cinder block that I had holding the thing down is about 10 feet up in the air. And I figured, what have you got to lose? So I hooked the antenna, hooked the radio up to it, and hit the tune button. And the only band that I cannot tune now is 160 meters. And I had made some pretty good contacts on that antenna. So don't know exactly which part is radiating, and I have not been up on the roof to determine whether the end that's touching the ground is the braid of the coax or the center. But my quandary a little bit is I almost think it's sometimes working better than it did before. So I'll see what you got to say about that, Dave. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
So, Harry, one thing I learned about... So I attended two sessions, K4SV, Dave Anderson. He's a guy that's, I think he's from North Carolina, but he's the president of, or the vice president, one of the Greer Club. And in his grounding sessions, one of the two, I paid really, really close attention to every word that he's saying. In one of his sessions, he was talking about a wire that was very thin. Somebody was running a very thin wire down to their ground rod. And he said it was so thin it was like an antenna, right? So thinner wires, I'm assuming thinner wires do better for transmitting than thick wires, right? If you want to penetrate if you want to get out. They're not as broad-banded as the thicker ones, but anyway, I picked up on that point. And so, and that also taught me that, yeah, what you think is ground the braid, right, can also be the antenna. So it could be either one. I don't know. I don't know, Harry. It's like Gary and Ray used to say, if it radiates and you can make contacts on it, it's an antenna. If it doesn't, it's a bird perch. So there you go. I've looked up John down there, because Johnson, he's an antenna enthusiast as well. His call sign is WT4SO. So if you look up John WT4SO on QRZ, you can click on the graphics that he has on his QRZ page, and it pulls up a very interesting antenna. So I was thinking about making a fan dipole, and he's got a way to make a 160 meters, which is the one that you said you didn't have either. So you might want to look that up, because he's the proof's in the pudding. He's coming to us from right about Myrtle Beach, over 2 meters. So the guy knows how antennas work, Harry. But anyway, if you get a chance to pull that up, WT4SO, pull that up and look at his graphics on that antenna that he's got and tell me what you think of that.
Hey, Joe, that'd be KC4EZN. Yeah, well, I have to do that. My hang-up with antennas is that people give them names, and then there's something magical about the name. And when I look at an antenna, I look at a piece of wire, or I see aluminum tubing, and then you start looking at the arrangements. And the other antenna that I put up the other day was my Field Day antenna, which is an 89-foot long infield, and I'm sitting here thinking, you know, this other antenna is still working, but one day I'm going to have to get out there and work on that tree. It's a huge tree, so I think I'm going to cut the little limbs off and make it firewood, and then find somebody who would like to come out and drag it out of my yard, either for free or I'll give them the tree or something anyway. It's too big for me to cut up and make firewood out of. It's about 2 feet at the base. But anyway, I put up my Field Day antenna, and it's about, I don't know, 10 or 12 feet up in the air on the high end and about 8 feet on the low end. And it's a typical infed. Works pretty decent. I figured, Field Day was supposed to be sort of an emergency situation, and I figured this is as close as I want to get to one right now. Anyway, it's working pretty good, too, which it did a good job at Field Day, too. But it's just a piece of wire, I lay the coax on the ground. As it turned out, my coax was a whole lot longer than I needed it to be, so I wound it up and called it my common mode choke before I went into the house, and seems to be working okay. Took me about an hour to put that up, so all total. So anyway, we're semi-getting back to normal up here. Got the tree that was leaning against the house. It didn't fall on the house, but slid down a creek bank behind my house. And as it slid down, it touched the house. And I got that hauled away Tuesday. The folks came out and did a really, really good job. I was really impressed with the way they worked. Got that off the house. And then I'll have to look and see. So I'm running high power on this radio because it gives problems, and the fan just turned on. So give me a signal report back, W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Your signal is just fine, Harry. No problem whatsoever. But I could hear when the fan came on, but quickly, you could just hear the startup, but you couldn't hear the running. Well, after the startup, it was back to yourself. I mean, we just heard a little sound like somebody just tapped the bell with a ringer, and then it just rung out. And you were back to you. So we could just hear it kick off, but we couldn't hear it running. And everything else is normal. I hope it's not overheating. But while I've got it down, that I knew you had those near miss on the house. I didn't know that actually touched it, but I was curious about whether you got the antenna situation straightened back out and you're back on the air again, or if you still had that one laying on the, or laying across the ground. But it sounds like you do still have the one laying across the ground. But you're still using it anyway. Is that correct?
KC4EZN. Yes, that is correct. Like I say, going back to what you say, Gary and Ray said, if it radiates, it's an antenna, and I figured I don't have a whole lot to lose. So I hooked the antenna up to that connector, and the tuner tuned it. Like I say, I used to work 160 meters with that antenna, but the tuner wouldn't handle it, and although I switched over to my Tentec, and it has the old manual Tentec tuner, and I was able to get the SWR down close to 2 on 160 meters with that tuner. So, and I've actually made a couple of contacts on that antenna. So, anyway, it's, yeah, it's still working, even though probably the configuration is somewhat unique. And there's a whole lot of tree laying on the end of it. It's going to take me a while just to work my way into wherever the end of the wire is, and maybe unhook it and try not to let that cinder block drop on my head. But yeah, it's still laying there under the tree, and I'm using it. So my anxiousness to get the tree moved has kind of been relieved a little bit. W4DJW, KC4ECN.
Well, I can understand that, Harry. And I've done the same thing. I didn't know that it was down. I didn't know that it was down until I got to cutting the grass. And what's this wire running across my face I'm about to run into? But I did notice that it was harder to tune than it was before. I was like, this thing's not very, and it didn't occur to me to go outside and look at the antenna and see if something had changed. But I think that's when a squirrel bit through. You know, they bite the insulation off sometimes, but this one, actually, you could see squirrel teeth marks in the copper, and it wasn't copper clad steel, it was just a copper antenna, and he ate through that aluminum, or through that copper, and he broke it. Anyway, I got that one fixed and put back up, and then it broke again a few years later. But c'est la vie, that's the way it goes. Let me check and see if we've got any second shifters, and I'll be right back to you in just a second, Harry. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead, recheck.
K4, I am. I'll stick around for a little rag cue. I was listening to you and Harry, so I'll stick around.
Okay, Walt, I put a check mark by your name for rag cue, so we'll be back to you in just a little bit. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got second shift on the first pass, Harry. Back to you, KC4EZN, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You got anything else for us tonight?
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Now that I know that Walt's listening, he mentioned the other night that he was looking at cataract surgery, and I had my right eye done last week, and I guess it was Thursday a week ago. And I'm going to have my left eye done this coming Thursday, and I have been absolutely amazed at the difference in colors that I'm seeing. And my cataracts were not that bad. My eye doctor told me that he would strongly recommend I do something this year, and next year he's going to be very insistent. I think the best they could make my right eye was 20/30 with lenses, and then he said I can't do any more. But I just tell Walt, get that done, but just be aware you're going to have somebody with you to bring you home. As the anesthesiologist explained it to me, they don't put you to sleep, but they put you down deep enough that you just don't care. Because I was awake, looking at lights, and you know, you can't see exactly what the surgeon's doing, you don't feel anything, but the the real hassle is you have to put drops in your eyes every 4 hours, starting with the follow-up visit, which in my case, I went that afternoon because the doctor had the rest of the week off. This coming Thursday, I'll go back Friday, but putting those drops in your eyes every 4 hours is a real hassle, and you do one set of drops for roughly a week, and the other set of drops you do for close to a month. So my wife made a chart, and I will be having drops put in my eyes till the end of September. That's the hassle, but you do, and you can do that yourself, and just follow the directions, but you may be amazed at the change. With that, I'll turn it back to you, Dave, or W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, we do appreciate that education. I know Walt does, too. He'll probably be commenting on it, but we do appreciate that. I wondered how that worked. I never did think about having to put drops in your eyes afterwards. I know all that's coming from me because I'm just a few years behind you guys that are getting all that stuff done. So I appreciate hearing about it so I know what to expect. Anyway, appreciate you sticking around for the comment section of the net, Harry, and hope you get that antenna, but don't let that concrete block fall on your head. Make sure somebody's out there with you when you get that thing untangled. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Sounds like we got them all. K4OIM, Walt, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
BJW, K4OIM. Dave, I just want to let you know that station WT4SO, John, down there next to the beach, I talked to him about 15 minutes, about an hour before the net started, and I told him about the net just to see if he could check in. And I'm going to send him a QSL card. That's like a DX station on 2 meters, Dave.
You didn't ask him what antenna he was using, did you, Walt?
I'm on a $32 Amazon 5/8 ground plane, and he was crystal clear, Dave.
Now, I wonder if he's still listening. WT4SO, are you still listening? Yeah, he's not listening, but if you do send him a QSL card, ask him ask him about his 2-meter rig. He's got his HF rig on his QSL page, on his QRZ page, but he doesn't have anything about 2 meters over there. But evidently the guy knows antennas. He knows his stuff because he's getting in here like nobody's business.
The last 2 weeks when I called the net, and I try to close net down and have that round table discussion, I didn't know Larry, KGB, I didn't know Larry knew that much about antennas, but boy, he came back in here about ladder line and all that the other night. Larry knows a lot about antennas.
Well, if you do some digging, you'll find out there's a lot of real gold around this area. There's a lot of amateur radio operators that know a whole lot more than they let on. You just got to do some digging. I remember used to be one just lived north of me. He moved over to Tennessee. KK1KK or something like that was his call. And he did moon bounce all the time. He'd bounce signals off the moon using 70 centimeters. And he's just really, really good at that. Two other guys that are really good at that, you'll see it. You saw them out there at the Greer Club, Phil and Bill, N4IQ, and I can't remember Phil's call. But those guys that's one of the things that Bill was teaching at Greenville Tech. So he's really good at that, too. There's just a gold mine of people around this area that really, really know that stuff. Now, being able to understand what it is they're telling you is another thing. Right, being able to, so sometimes if somebody's asking, I'll listen, and because I need to listen more than one time to start to understand, to even know what questions to ask next. But there's a lot of people like that, Walt, in this area that have a lot of really good knowledge. You just got to dig a little bit to find them.
I'm thankful for my elder that got me into this, and. then, single sideband, I'm talking back in the 60s, single sideband was just coming in. And he told me Morse code. Learn Morse code. And I was talking to Chad the other night, KO4NUE, and Chad was talking about all the noise on 80 meters on sideband, like up on the South Carolina single sideband net. He said he went down to the bottom of the band and the CW band, and he could understand everything. CW, I know it's not required now, but CW, you got to learn it, Dave.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, it is very rewarding. I've spent a lot of time learning CW. I even did it when I was a kid and with my dad, and he used to teach it in the Army. So he passed the oscillator over to me, and I'd send to him, and he'd write it down. Then I'd pass it back to him, and he'd send it to me. I'd write down what he was sending to me. He'd write down what I was sending to him. Then I got serious about it after I became a ham radio operator, and I got up to, like, on a good day, I could get up to 21, maybe 24 words a minute, sending and receiving. But on a bad day, I couldn't get past 18, not to save my life. I wrote a program that would do that would take the daily news, and it would transmit it to you in CW. You just go grab the news off of a news site and poke it in a text edit object that it had at the top, and it would turn it into Morse code. And then before every morning, I'd download that news, and I would punch it into there. And this was before there were MP3 players. I'd punch it in there, and then I'd go burn a CD with that Morse code on it. Because it took me an hour and a half to get to work, and it took me an hour and a half to get home. So I'd punch that CD in there when I'd head out to Charlotte, and I'd listen to the news in CW. And then on my way home, I'd listen to the other half of it that I couldn't listen to, because it takes longer to do it in CW. But that's one really, really good way, Walt, that I found to learn. Transmitting is not hard at all, right? Unless you try to get going faster than you're able to. And then you need some kind of feedback mechanism to tell you that you're messing up. And I use the computer to do that. If I tried to send faster than I was capable, the computer couldn't decode it. And I'd know I've got to cut it back a little bit. But that's the easy part, sending. The hard part is copying. Right? That's the piece you got to concentrate on, Walt.
Talking to Chad the other night, KO4NUE, he's got into traffic handling on South Carolina single sideband net, and they use a lot of the Q codes that the new amateurs aren't used to, the carryover from CW, and he's trying to learn CW. And I told him the other night that you don't spell the word out. How you do it, you just send H-U or U-R for your. I mean, it's all abbreviated. And he come over here the other day and helped me out in my truck. And I gave him that amateur operator's guide with all the Q codes and the shortcuts for CW and all that in it. But I kind of caught him with his britches down last night, Dave.
Yeah, I caught wind of that. We'll just leave that right there. But that's good, the Q codes. I noticed, and we probably should be doing more of what Gary's been doing, and that is helping the amateur operator know, you know, the difference between. So there's regular radio, right? I mean regular. There's GRMS radio where families can use GRMS radios to talk to each other and you don't need a license. And there's CW, and there's each one of them has its own dialogue or dialect. I noticed somebody was using channels on here, like what channel is that on, or is that on a different channel? like CW, and we should probably be doing a better job of coaching like that. It's not like you have nine crayons to color with, which is like if you've got channels, that's what a CB has. It's like crayons, right? Nine colors to channel match. You've got an infinite quantity of frequencies as a ham radio operator. You don't have a limited number of channels like you would if you're a CB operator, right? You can go to millions and millions of different frequencies. So there's no channels. And like 10 codes, there's no 10 codes in amateur radio, no 10 codes whatsoever. I've heard people using that too. And I remember the first time I became a ham radio operator, I used 10 codes. And Johnny told me, he says, ham radio operators don't use 10 codes. And he said, well, just leave that at that, right? Don't ask me why. They just don't. And I think it's because 10 codes are different for police department. From one police department to another, they're different. They're not focused on the technology of the radio. They use it as a tool. So the place that using it as a tool and you're not interested in the technology whatsoever, you just need the tool, 10 codes are fine, right? That's what they're there for. They're supposed to be used like that. But being a ham radio operator, you're supposed to be a little bit more into radios and frequencies and stuff like that. So I kind of feel guilty for not passing that information along, because it was passed to me by amateur radio operators when I made mistakes, and we should really be passing that along to the new guys as well. We should be doing a better job like Gary does with the people that say, my ID for my ID. I was like saying W4DJW4, W4DJW. And people are going to look at me and turn their head sideways and say, what does that mean? Right? They don't understand. I'm thinking, since you opened that door, Walt, we should probably do what Gary's doing and do a better job. What do you think?
DJW4OIM. Dave, that's the reason I started that round table on Tuesday night, because there's a lot of new hams that are afraid to check in or afraid to ask questions. And thank God for Larry. He come in the other night when Chad was asking questions about antennas and feed lines. I knew ladder line is a better low loss, practically no loss feed line, but you can't get around metal or you can't let it touch the ground. And Larry came back in there and told Chad about the RG59X or RG58. About the loss in that coax and HPL-259 connector you put on it, the loss in it. And then you got other new guys that had been checked into the net come in and start talking, Dave. That's why I started the round table thing. Because there's people out there that's scared to get on the mic and ask the question because they're going to look dumb. And then they hear somebody else in there asking the question that they thought was dumb. And somebody like Larry or like you or Gary come back in there and answer the question for them. W4DJW, K4OIM. Comment.
Got your comment. I'll be back to you in just a second. That's absolutely correct, Walt. And the hard part about that is you don't want to come across to somebody as though you're correcting them. You don't want them to get defensive about it's not correcting. Our Elmers did a very good job of teaching us, and we owe it to the new guys to teach them the same thing. We just have to figure out a way to do it without being insulting. Comment, go ahead.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. My favorite expression on 2-meter radio is to give the call sign for ID. And I'm sitting there thinking, why else would you say it? And then we have some operators up here who are into some of the emergency communication, and that has its own
protocols and whatever, and you know, there are good reasons for why they're doing it that way, because they want everybody to understand. And what I was taught going back 30-some years ago when I got my first license was you listen to the local repeater and see how the local folks are talking. It's just different. And I'm finding that people are not listening quite enough. And then again, you got to get over being afraid. And I think being polite, just, you know, to hammer some guy for saying 10-4, yeah, that's old CB talk, and I was told you don't use 10 codes on 2-meter radio, and that goes back to 1988 when I got my license. But anyway, that's just my little axe to grind, but I think probably those Q codes, instead of saying, yeah, you got it, good buddy, say QSL. That says, essentially, I heard you and I understand you. But the other thing, I just looked at that antenna you were talking about, and that is kind of interesting because that antenna looks a whole lot like what I put up. The interesting part is where he has his loading coils look like traps. My loading coils are made out of coax, which is kind of difficult to work with. You have to make a connection to the braid at a place in that when you make that loading coil, and then his antenna is about 20 or 30 feet shorter than mine. That also interests me, but my antenna was an antenna that had loading coils, and then I hung the wires under it for the bands that antenna did not cover, and I've forgotten the call of the fella who wrote it in a QST article about 15 years ago. The author had a tri-band beam and wanted the lower frequency, so he built that antenna. So that antenna I'm very familiar with because it looks a lot like mine. The interesting part is his loading coils are easier to fabricate than what I did, and it's somewhat interests me. So anyway, we'll turn it back to you. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Comment.
Be right back with you, comment, in just a minute. That's a good observations, Harry. Really good observations. And we do have an echoing station, so I need to grab that echoing station before we get too much longer. But it's difficult, right? I know I had to have a really thick skin when people told me, don't use 10 codes. And I'm thinking, why? Why not? Or are they scolding me? No, they're not scolding you. And that's one of the things my Elmer told me. Is you're not being scolded. You're just being told the right way from the wrong way. Anyway, let me grab this Echolink station and check for any other stations. Then we'll be right back to the second comment, who I think that's Chad. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at the base of Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight, but thank you for letting me check in late. I've been mobbling around, just got in, just sitting here listening. Thank you.
Control like recognize KE4JRK. That is John, who's been out mobiling around and is back at the home base at the base of Paris Mountain. Good to have you this night, John. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Let's check for any other stations all the way through the alphabet. I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. LXE, Kilo Oscar 4, Lima X-ray Zulu, mobile. Also, I'd like to thank you for letting me check in late. I'll be negative, negative, just listening. Thank you.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4 LXE. That's Tyler, who's out there moving around late as well. Good to have you with us out there, Tyler, and take care on that mobile. Be very, very safe. The second comment, I think that was Chad. Go ahead.
W4DJW, KO4,
K4OIM. This is KO4NUE. First thing I'd like to say, Dave, is amen. As far as the younger hams go with the more experienced hams, is that most of us are looking for some corrective criticism and the right way to do things. I know personally I am. And since Walt and Gary and Larry have been helping out with the RF Elmery on the radio, I talked with two younger hams today, and I have two questions to go toward the Tuesday night Elmer classes, because they are afraid to ask questions or afraid that they would be scrutinized or, you know, pretty much hammered down on during a session, or afraid to ask. So I'm not that kind of person. I'm not afraid to ask, but I just want to say, as far as if you're older, more experienced hams, there's a group of younger guys out there and ladies that have a real quest and thirst for some of this knowledge. And sometimes it's like a pry bar to get it out. And I personally don't think it should be that way. So I appreciate everybody that tries to help. Let me let this repeater cycle, and I'll be right back.